We'll call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Barbara DiGennaro.
Here.
Tom DiNofrio.
Here.
Joe DiMartino.
Here.
Arthur Grickens.
Here.
Ronald Till.
Here.
Carmen DiCenzo.
Here.
Peter Olnowski.
Here.
Tony Staffieri.
Here.
And Stephen Iacone is excused. Okay. We have a quorum.
Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. None heard?
No, have none.
Okay, great. Number five, public portion. Would anyone from the public wish to speak? Yes. State your name and address, please.
Madam Mayor, my name is Mark Anthony Izzo, 328 Olivia Street, Derby. I first come to apologize to the board. Last month I approached you, and it appears I caught you by surprise. And I'm sorry for doing that, because it was my understanding that information would have been transpired to you from the mayor, and that we would be on executive session to talk about the information. Just check the agenda out there. Again, there was no executive session notes. There is a reason why.
I can answer that. Mark, the last time you came to the board, you did surprise the board. You also surprised me. I wasn't privy to any of the actions that went on with regard to any of your cases against the city. Since then, I've inquired with the council who represents the city, and that council's been appointed by the city's carrier. And both that council and the carrier are not in a position to come into an executive session with the Derby Board of Aldermen to counsel them or to talk about your case. I was also told that at that hearing there was an attorney present, and if there's an attorney present representing you, the council who's defending the city through the carrier would need to speak to him about the next step.
Well, did they contact him? Well, there's nothing to prevent me to come before the board to inquire what the status is of it and ask for you being, with all due respect to Attorney Tito, you should not have been caught off guard, as well as the board, because the mayor should have kept you all apprised. Here in the election, especially this time of year, this transparency that's supposed to be taking place, and apparently it's not happening here. Again, I apologize that you were taken by surprise, but in my opinion, no one here should have been taken by surprise. The mayor should have kept you apprised as to what was going on along the way. As for him not being ready, I don't understand that. I'm ready to go. All the information was given at the last hearing, and information was supposed to be brought back to the board, so.
That is something that the counsel for the carrier disagrees with, and that's why your attorney has to speak to him.
Well, he could disagree all he wants. I disagree with him. So he's saying that, now I'm not going to debate here because I don't want to hold up everybody's time. I just think it's kind of ridiculous when we talk about transparency and there's no communication between the mayor and the board as to what's been going on. This isn't something that just happened overnight. This has been going on for over a year. It got to a point where we had our last hearing and the information should have been forwarded to the board. Could have been done confidentially in your packet with a little envelope within an envelope saying confidential information. This is what's going on. Apparently that did not happen. So I stated my case and that's where it goes. So I just a little disappointed that the mayor didn't follow up on it, especially when he had a month to go over it and get it on the agenda. So if there's no questions, I'll sit down and get out of the way.
Why can't we invite Mr. Izzo for an executive session and tell us what's going on?
Because he's represented by an attorney, and the city itself is represented by defense counsel, which, based on the claims that Mr. Izzo has made,
okay,
is defending.
Why don't we have an executive session at the without Mr. Izzo, tell the board?
That counsel's not here, Mr. Staffieri. That counsel disagrees with everything that was just said.
You can't call executive session every time you feel like it either. I mean, it's like,
if something's been going to court for over a year, that's what Mr. Izzo says, it's something that we should know about.
I just heard he's represented by an attorney, and there's the city's represented by attorney. I mean,
well, sure. We're not inviting the public. We're just inviting the board.
It's not a board.
Just so the board knows, and I'm just gonna, I sent an email at the beginning of the week. Attorney Tito Show can tell you. I sent it to President DeCenzo, Attorney Tito Show, and the mayor, asking that that matter be put on the agenda tonight in light of what we were told at last month's meeting when Mr. Izzo appeared. And the response that Attorney Tito Show gave the board and the public is what the response that I got, as well as the mayor, President DeCenzo, and Mr. Garfalo about why it would not appear on the agenda. It is exactly what Attorney Tito Show said. So I attempted, but I attempted to try to get it on the agenda this month if it was able to be put on the agenda so that the board would discuss it if we could, so.
So a month has gone by and nothing was done.
No, a month has gone by and the attorney for the city is saying there's no reason to have an executive session with regard to this matter at this particular time, given the status of the case. I talked to him twice.
Why doesn't he come down and give us a status report?
You can ask him to do that.
I mean, here it is. If this has been going on for over a year. I think us aldermen should know what's going on.
It's legislative, right?
That's all I have to say.
If you want to champion it, then bring it to the table next time.
They're going to tell us just like now that the attorney is not here. We can't talk about it.
Just, did you get the email? Because we could send the email to you. Did we get the email to everybody? Did you send it out to everybody, Carmen?
No, the answer?
No?
I thought it was confidential. I didn't.
I sent an email asking the president, which is a proper channel, to put something on the agenda, and I CC'd, which I thought was
which
proper,
I did.
To Corporation Counsel and
emailed,
the mayor.
I emailed Mark to put it on, but that's when, then we took it back off because when you called me to take it off, so we took it off.
If you want to talk to the city's defense counsel, you can petition him to come here. But you can't go into executive session without him being here. He's representing us.
Yeah, I know. I think part of my email was to request him to come, if I recall. But whatever. Whatever happened. Mr. Stafiri knows the request was made. And the rest of the board knows the request was made.
And that's what I heard, that the request was made. And
let me be clear. The defense counsel doesn't think there's anything to talk about. But if you want him here, then ask him to come. But he is saying the case itself does
I would
not
like him to come, just like okay. I'm sure the majority of us would. You know, we'll take a vote on it or something, but you know, I think we should have knowledge of what is happening, especially if it's been going on for over a year. I was surprised at the last meeting to hear about it, just like everybody else. I don't think it's right. I don't think we should, the way we should be doing it. I say we invite the council for next meeting.
Is that a motion?
Let's do it.
Can't have a motion on the public portion.
Yeah, it's public portion.
I don't think we can. Have to go back to additions.
Duly noted.
We have to go back to.
What's the site? Duly noted. Contact the guy for next month.
That's all. That's it.
I'll send a letter to him. I'll copy the chairman and the mayor.
Okay. It's a personnel between the insurance company. It has nothing to do with the city.
Well, the city is the client, so they can flex in the office.
Duly noted.
If I may follow up.
Let's see if anyone else wants to speak. You go back to you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Yes.
How you doing? Richard Zekin, 17 Crackle Street. I spoke to a couple people from Strang Road today, and I know Anthony's here, you might be able to answer the question that They just repaved the road over there, and there was oil coming up, and they were really worried about it. So I want to make sure that you were aware of it, and that we make sure it's corrected before we make any payments. So oil coming through the new roads kind of sounds...
Yes, it's not oil.
Okay, so as long as you know about it...
We discussed it today.
It's tackle. We took pictures and tested all stuff we did. When they tap, they normally will tackle between layers. So when they mill, they tack coat it, and they went a little bit too heavy in that section. So I would say...
Is it safe?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Actually, that'll probably last the longest, that little section, because they...
Extra
they
glue.
Dumped a little bit more tackle than was necessary because it comes out of the rear.
Why you ask a professional? Yeah. I didn't know on that.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Yes.
I'd like to speak on...
State your name and address,
Robert
please.
Robert Paluzzi, 154 Balkan Street in Derby.
Thank you.
We got an issue on 8-1-4 on the Blight Committee. There's a conflict of interest as far as, and this has been ongoing for several years now. The building, which is actually, we don't know what it is, but it was 245, now they're, the city's saying it's 3 Francis Street. Is there a correct address on that?
Excuse me?
Is there a correct address for that building on Francis Street, which used to be the Castle Seltzer?
We know where you're talking, yeah.
Is it 3 or is it 245?
It previously 3, now 245. So it's a historical address and the new appointed address.
Okay. Whatever the building has been there, it's been abandoned by the previous business owner of Castle Seltzer. Since it's been abandoned, I've contacted the city on several occasions. I've worked all the way from the Blight Committee all the way up to the mayor's and back down several times. We have animals in that building, wildlife, okay? I have dogs, I have kids, a lot of people in that area. Now, when I approached the city years ago, I was told that the city would clean the building up once the city gained ownership of that property. Now, that ownership of the property was taken over by the city last year. I believe it was July, if I'm not mistaken, and auctioned off in August with the same debris that was there from the previous owner, which was supposed to be blighted to the previous owner, and the city couldn't find the previous owner. Well, they found the previous owner, everything went through, and before it was auctioned off, the city did own it because the city went on the property and boarded up the windows of the building. They boarded up the windows, they made it look pretty, they didn't clean up the mess that was in front of the building, or the debris on the side of the building. Now,
go ahead.
The conflict of interest has to do with a property line between 154, 156, number 3, Francis, or 245 Francis Street, I stand corrected. We're at the point where the city auctioned off this property, and the person that purchased it didn't have any idea where the property line was. The city assumed, because there was a shed that was built on the side of that property with no permit, pulled from the city, no city records of it, I checked. A tank, a CO2 tank, which is, I'm gonna say, 10 feet long, huge thing, ugly, all rusted out, everything else. City was supposed to take that away when the city became owners. Well, I guess the city washed their hands of it and transferred that mess over to the new owner without even having it surveyed. I don't know how the city can sell a piece of property and not have it surveyed before it's sold. I approached again, the mayor, and it's gone down to the committee, and it's going to be brought up again tonight, that there's three people that are going to be paying for this survey to have it done. That would be the new owner of the building, the property owners at 154, 156 in the city. The city should be taking this by themselves, not put the burden on the new owner or the previous owners, or the owners rather, of 154 and 156. After years of this, with the wild animals, having to trap them, having to call animal control, city hasn't done anything about it. I think the city should take the responsibility without even having given us an apology for not having it surveyed like it should have.
We're going to discuss that. That's why it's on the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
No, I think that's...
Thank you.
That's all clear.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Final time. Yes?
Just a follow-up question. Once again, Mark Anthony Izzo, 328 Libby Street, Derby. What happens if the city attorney doesn't show up next month?
We're going to make the request.
Oh, okay.
Mark, I have a question for
you.
Yes,
sir.
Are you still represented by that attorney?
I didn't see a need to have him represent me because the hearings were over.
No, I'm just for purposes of notice. That's all I'm asking. I have a
You can notify him. I have officially separated myself from him. But okay. It's pretty much been over with.
Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Last and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Public portion closed. Thank you very much. Number six, approval of minutes, regular meeting, September 28th, 2017. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number seven, administrative and appointments. 7.1, refund of taxes. Move to approve refund of excess taxes paid in the amount of $1,738.27, as recommended by tax collector Denise Cesaroni. Motion?
Motion.
Motion second.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Number eight, committee reports. Blight Committee.
8.1, Blight Committee, 8.1-1, 196 Hawkins Street. Move to add 196 Hawkins Street to the blight list.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. That was Tom. Tom.
Tom.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
8.1.2, 278-280 Derby Avenue. Move to add 278-280 Derby Avenue to the blight list.
Motion made. Second?
Second.
Time. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
8.1.3, 310 Sentinel Hill Road, update only. I don't see Andy or Carlo here. I don't know what the update would be.
Do we have to see
that? We'll table that.
Can you, do you know what the update was?
Nope.
You don't know?
Nope. It's not informed. Nope.
Is that, that's the Zapata
right.
property, is it not, Fran?
Yeah, it's the one across from Whittick Park.
If it's the Zapata property, you have something in your correspondence
that's
that Zapata provided us with a payment.
Payment made. Okay, great. So the next, we don't need a motion on that.
Nope. Okay. 8.1.4, 3 Francis Street, aka 245 Francis Street. Move to authorize Corporation Counsel Teodosio to have a survey completed of 3 Francis Street, aka 245 Francis Street.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion.
I personally feel, I mean, we discussed this with the mayor and Fran, we discussed it last month. You know, in one way, I think Mr. Goolsbee's right. I don't know how we sell a piece of property and we don't know where the boundaries are. I would like to make a motion to have the city pay for the survey.
Well, the motion wasn't who's paying. My question was, is there an agreement? Was there already an agreement as to who was going to pay for the survey?
That's a discussion we want to have. Like, how it was discussed, have the three, split it by three, have one property, have both properties. We're concerned about the line between the neighbors.
I understand what
it's causing the issue.
Is. I understand the concern. The motion was to have, to authorize Attorney Tito Scher to have a survey done. But we need to know who's going to pay for it.
And that's
so that's, discussion. I mean.
That's what we're going to discuss.
But has it been discussed before? That's, I'm asking maybe Attorney Tito Scher. Has there been any discussions?
As I understand it, there's been some discussion among the property owners, and it was primarily done through the Andy and Company. There's a concern there in the dispute with regard to the boundary, and there are claims back and forth. There's attempts at enforcement, and the frustration is nobody knows where the line is. If we
wasn't a title company hired for this?
Title company doesn't have anything to do with the boundaries. Title company deals with the ownership unless you have a specific endorsement.
Mr. Tito, excuse me. The motion was read, and then there, in the middle of the and it was seconded, and then in the middle of the discussion, there was a motion for us to pay. You can't have two motions going on at the same time. So I think if Mr. DeCenzo made a motion that we split it three ways, that needs to be rescinded and go back to our discussion.
Well, it's in discussion, I think.
I don't
no,
think
he said
he
I make
did,
a motion
did,
to.
Yeah. Oh, he was reading
I
a motion
I would,
to pay?
I would
pay?
Like to make a motion to have the city pay for the survey.
Right, but there's already a motion on the
right.
table, so I think he.
So it's not a formal, you were just,
okay.
That's
okay.
just really, a discussion, right?
That was
just
part
a point
of my
of
discussion.
Order.
The way I worded it wrong in the okay. discussion, but that's it was for up for discussion, that's what I wanted.
So there is no second motion?
Not really, no.
The way it reads here is, you know, you're asking for the survey and the city's handling it, and that's it. That's our motion. And that's what's been motioned and seconded so far. And now we're under discussion. We're holding off on the motion for someone else to pay. Right now it says move to authorize Corporation Counsel Francis Teodosio to have a survey completed.
Correct. That's what we're, that's
well,
the
to
motion.
To have it completed, but right. at whose expense?
Well, that's,
and that's
not
discussion.
In the motion
that's
here. You would assume it's the city
because
it's a motion to have our attorney.
Can I ask if Attorney Teodosio and maybe has Mr. Linder done anything on his end of the bargain, which was part of the purchase of that property, of trying to remediate the blight there? Or has this overshadowed
I think,
it now?
I think that's one of the driving reasons for the survey. But if I could step back to the comments made about the sale, it's not unusual for a city to sell a piece of property without a survey. It's not unusual for a city to sell a piece of property as is. I didn't oversee the sale of your property, my partner did. But I looked at it, and it was a standard operation with regard to the sale. It's essentially caveat emptor when you buy from a city. It's buyer beware. We are now in a circumstance where all parties are frustrated because the boundary is not easily located. The neighbors are asking for enforcement by the city from various entities, whether it be blight or trespass with the police department, and they're is no clear-cut location for the boundary. So the discussion was, why don't we try to resolve this in a way that's equitable to everybody? And that's where the one-third, one-third, one-third came. And that's where we are.
Who legally needs the survey?
The two owners.
Really, the two owners.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And what does something like that usually cost?
$1,500 to $2,000.
For property.
It's $900
for one property.
Total, not each person. Well, we got this motion made and seconded, the one that stands here. There's nothing about money on there. Do we go ahead with that?
Who made the motion? Who made the original motion?
Carmen.
Who seconded? You did, Ron?
Oh,
John. I make an amendment I'd ask to make a friendly amendment to the motion that the cost of the survey be split three ways, because three parties are going to benefit from it. But really, the primary landowners are going to benefit from it. So that's...
So you want to amend your motion, Carmen?
I'll rescind my motion.
Rescind?
Let somebody else make the motion.
Okay.
Joe?
I'll rescind my second.
Okay.
Just a quick question. Wouldn't a property owner like Mr. Galuzzi, his assessor map and record already be on file here with what he owns?
The assessor's maps are only schematics. They don't give you meets and bounds. They give you a generic representation. It's like you drawing a picture.
There's no as-built or things like that. It's an old neighborhood. So is there a motion on the table? Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to authorize Corporation Counsel Teodosio to have a survey completed of 3 Francis Street, also known as 245 Francis Street, with the caveat that the cost is divided between the City of Derby and the 2 landowners, specifically Mr. Galuzzi and Mr. Lindner.
Okay, motion made. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second. Discussion. Any discussion?
Good order. Attention.
No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain. Motion carries. Okay, so we'll move that forward. And that's not going to be Galuzzi's property.
8.1.5, 201 Hawkins Street. Move to accept proposed compromise agreement regarding 201 Hawkins Street as discussed at the October 10th, 2017 Blight Committee meeting.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. We're going to move that forward. Community Relations, 8.2, no action items this month. 8.3, Operations and Procedures, no actions this month. 8.4, Road Bond.
8.4.1, Payment of Invoices. Move to approve payment of following invoice for the 2015 Road Bond and M Avenue Project. Baltazar Contractors, application number 2, $274,005.91.
Motion made. Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
8.4.2, Approval of Change Orders. The change orders are as follows. I'm not going to read every one. I'll make the motion to approve, but it'll be in the record. But if you want to review, I will give it. But right now, I'm just going to move to approve the following change orders in the total of amount of $35,349.61 for the 2015 Road Bond and M&M project. 61 cents.
61 cents. Great. Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I just ask for a friendly amendment that I don't believe they're classified as a change order by the way they were presented to the board.
Additional work.
It calls it, they're called extra work from the letter from Baltazar.
Not in the contract. That's acceptable. You want to make that?
I'll accept it. That's fine. Thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Second. I mean, friendly amendment and yes, seconded. Do we have vote on it?
Additional work.
Additional work. Extra work. Extra work. Barbara, that was extra work.
Extra work.
Okay.
The way it's classified in the letter.
Okay.
So
you vote on it. Mm-hmm. We did or we didn't? Yeah.
We just need to go around. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You're
going to recuse.
Tom recuses.
Motion carries. Thank
you. 8.4.3, 2015 Road Bond Project Phase 4. Anthony is here if you'd like to give a little update for the board and the public.
So everything's moving along as planned. Like I stated in the subcommittee meeting, Emmett Avenue will not be complete. It will be paved with a base coat. without imperfections, and then springtime, they'll come back and do final layer of asphalt. Because of the depth of the trenches, we're just worried about settling, so I don't recommend, and neither do they, paving that this year. We had 17-foot trenches, 14-foot trenches, but average, they were probably between 10 and 12 feet. So it would be in the city's best interest not to put final pavement on that, but it will be smooth surface, very safe.
Be monitored through the winter, kept up, and
right. Yeah. So any issues we have, they'll respond immediately if there's a problem, but there shouldn't be. But we're going to have some settling in the trenches where the main trunk line of the sewer line is in. So you're, like I said, some areas near Bluff intersection were 17 feet, 14, they were deep.
We had some settling the other day too, right, with the rain?
Yeah. So it's, like I said, it's ongoing, but minimal complaints. Actually, the citizens have been great on Bluff. Like I said, we had minor issues with the bus company. We met with the bus company, temporary bus stop, and I'm going to say by the 27th, it should be done for this year.
Thank you. Thank you for the picture of the catch basin today.
Yeah, well, that's what we encounter. So, we, you know, you pop the top, and sometimes they collapse. Sometimes we can repair the top. That one is going to be a total rebuild. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Old stuff.
The road will be done right and will be long term. So everybody have a new sewer, drainage, and the road was in desperate need of work. So other than that, very good. Any questions?
Thank you.
No. Thank you. Very good. Number 9, department reports. We have a Board of Education report. I see Dr. Conway here. Any questions?
Broken pipe at Irving or broken?
Yeah, we had a broken storm drain pipe at Irving. 10-foot cast iron pipe that our guys were able to repair due to the rain the other day.
Minor thing, Dr. Conway, I think the next meeting is, it says October 3rd. It should be November 3rd, right? For the field.
Correct, you're absolutely
okay.
Right.
Okay, just noting that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's actually, I'm sorry, it's November 9th. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Great. Any other questions? Thank you. 9.2, Cultural Commission is present. If anyone has questions, Laura's here.
All right. I asked you last month, do you have a report? You said you were going to have it this month on the farmer's market.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Okay. We've been really busy and we haven't met at all this month. I have a lot of family things going on. Hopefully within the next few days, I'll get it and send it to Mark.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. There was a Halloween parade on Sunday with the farmer's market. It was very, very nice. Thank you. 9.3, Public Works. Anything else to ask Anthony?
No. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Anthony, I was asked about the Christmas tree lighting, and apparently the Christmas tree is gone on the green.
No, the new one was installed today.
The new one was installed today. Okay.
Yes,
very good. So there's a lot of people happy about that.
Yeah. Really nice, too.
Yep.
Also, a quick update on the fishing and viewing platform of Sullivan Island. I know this has been going on for a while, so I called Mr. Dunn today, and he responded that he's run up against the bureaucracy at Fish and Wildlife, so he's seeking the help of the senators and the state reps. So we should hear something about that by next month.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one question. I know that you said here about the Derby Green as far as it being seeded, as far as for the fall, as far as the activities. As far as the nonprofit stuff, I know it doesn't come through us, but is there anything scheduled for the fall that might hinder the seeding?
The only thing, there are two activities that are one that you approved prior to the resolution is the Veterans Day ceremony on November 11th, which typically takes place at the gazebo, so most of the people in the southern part of the green, and then the tree lighting will be on the day after Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Any other questions? Good.
I'd like to just take this time to thank Mr. Keller and the fire department for helping me out with that, with the drain treatment. We don't have a pump system that big, so they came out with the pumpers a couple of days and closed down the green for us and got the hydro seed to germinate into the ground, and the grass is coming in really nice.
It is.
Just want to thank the fire department. So we had no means to, other than a garden hose, and that's more like a prison sentence. So I think they did a great job. I just want to thank those guys.
Thank you. Thank you, fire department. 9.4, building department. Any questions on the report? No? 9.5, facilities inspectors. Any questions on the report?
I just wanted to say for the record, I had asked them to look at the Beard property because it was falling into disarray and graffiti and all that. And I know on social media I thanked them, but I was hoping they would be here tonight to say, great job. They got the property cleaned up. The graffiti's gone. So kudos to our facilities inspectors.
Great. Thank you. They'll read the minutes. Any other questions? Moving on, 9.6 is fire marshal. Any questions for the fire marshal? No?
So we were discussing this morning that the building, the old firehouse.
Yeah.
The art council.
Yes, our old Spooner House building, the first Hotchkiss Hill.
Yes. So nobody's permitted in there, correct?
The fire alarm system is down.
Okay.
So it's not supposed to be occupied without the alarm system up and running.
Okay, but the electricity is still on?
I don't know.
That you don't know, okay. Should it be on?
Depends on the water leaks that the place has. If it's getting into electrical, they probably should either isolate that section or shut it off. I don't know what the degree of the water leak that's there and where it's going.
We did contact Anthony. Is on. Go ahead, Anthony, if you want to.
Should have been there today, if not tomorrow.
Shut the.
Pull the water meter.
Okay, so they're shutting the water off.
Yes, we're winterizing.
Nobody's allowed into the building.
Well, that's, I can't make that call, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Right, so why do we have why do we have electricity on?
That's another, we talked about that this morning.
Lori?
As of right now, we store all of our event stuff in that building. We have no other place to put it. So all our Halloween decorations, all our kids stuff, our brat masks, a lot of our stuff. We did have one room, but since the arts council has moved out, we've been trying to get everything down to the front so we could make a little pickup and get everything out of the building except for our stuff. So nobody would be allowed in there. And to be honest, I don't know, the electricity up. Use a flashlight to find the Halloween clothes.
So you just use it for storage?
Yeah, just storage. We don't meet in there. We meet at my house.
Right. Valley Arts Council was using it. Cultural Commission is using it for storage. Okay.
That's your fault. My code, they can't be in there, but that's who's on the building, not me.
Can we find another place for their storage?
I'd be happy to move the stuff. I mean, the building.
Right. And
needs the work, so.
Okay, look around, maybe in the parking garage. There might be some storage there, but it has to be.
Try to find another place.
Look down.
That's what you mentioned.
I'll let you know that we are contracting with Home Depot to put a new roof on that. We're trying to get a grant to put a new roof on the building. So they do municipal buildings, so we're applying for that. I have not heard anything yet. So we're trying to tighten it up. Any other questions for Phil?
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, thank you. 9.7, fire department. We have chiefs here. We have the commissioner.
There are three chiefs here. They thought there was free pizza.
That's what you got to do, huh?
They'll all show up, yeah.
So,
Chief,
the commissioner.
Awesome report. That's an awesome report you provided.
Thank you, sir. Well, actually, Chief Goodman did that.
Okay. My actually assistant did that. Nobody
wants to take credit.
Pass it on to whoever did it. It's a great.
There's still no pizza.
It's a great team effort.
I have a question, kind of a comment. I saw in the Valley Independent in the articles with regard to the demolition of the buildings that the state gave permission to the fire department to use them for training.
Yes, Dave.
And when are you guys going to do that?
We decided that we're going to pass on that offer. I guess in one article in the Daily Independent said we also going to demolish the buildings too.
Which was misinformation.
So I talked to Chief Leonard, I'll ask him, matter of fact, I'll refer to him, he's been organizing training, but we decided perhaps to make a business, just pass on this and we go. Chief Leonard?
Pass the buck.
I'm passing the buck too.
We originally asked for, there's a lot of rumor going around about it, but we originally asked for permission to use the buildings in the beginning of December last year. Moving at the speed that the state of Connecticut does, we were granted permission a couple of weeks ago, but the timing is not working out. And there's some rumors going around that it's delaying the demolition. So just because, to be honest with you, we didn't feel like dealing with it, we just passed on using it. So we're not using it.
Seems like it would be a great opportunity for the fire department.
It is, and
unfortunate.
I don't think it's totally dead. Chief, you and I are talking, we might try to work, we're ongoing discussions, because it is a lost opportunity.
Well, it's the fire department,
no?
They're dealing with
it.
I just
kind of
okay, any other questions?
OEM.
Very good. OEM 9.8. I don't think we have a report on that. Parking was given out tonight, 9.9, parking division. Mm-hmm. Any questions? No. 9.10, police department. No report? Okay. 9.11, we have the minutes for Water Pollution Control Authority. There's a report. 9.12, Chief of Staff. Any questions? Chief President. Is there a question? Are you okay down there? Do you have a question? No?
No, I just said that we passed the police department. I know the chief. Nobody's here from the police department. Pete said there was an email. I didn't get an email.
No, there was no report submitted, but do you have any questions?
Oh, okay. You said you got an email. Oh, okay.
Fake news.
9.13, we have things from the Corporation Council. Any questions on that?
Yeah, a couple things, Fran, that the information that you provided, that the deed for 9294 Watkins Street, there's a typo in them. They have the property located in the town of Windham.
Well, we haven't signed it.
They're good, so just thought I'd let you know that. And what's this issue with 12 Joyce Avenue? I know there's a the significant amount of back taxes and sewer. I don't recall ever seeing anything on 12th Place Avenue.
It was just a payoff that came through. It was delinquent and he asked for money. He asked for a payoff. We gave him a payoff.
It's a payoff letter.
Correct, but it was a substantial letter.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't you do anything all these years on that property?
I think that property went into foreclosure and tax sales a couple of times when the person went into bankruptcy, and now they're actually, as a matter of fact, the number is off by $1,000. It should be $56,000.
More, okay. And then the last thing was, the FOI complaint from Cardell Silva. What's his complaint about? What did he ask for?
He's somebody who is incarcerated at Summers, and he's bringing claims against the state. He wants certain items that are in the police department's records and there's a clearing process that goes on at the Freedom of Information Commission as to what he can have and what he can't have.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. 9.14, storm ambulance. Before we had no report. 9.15, we didn't get the minutes in this packet.
The meeting was a week late.
Okay.
Just the fall basketball leagues are going on. Football game tomorrow night.
Yes.
In Shelton, Derby's home for now.
Very good. 9.16, revolving loan fund. Any questions?
Yeah, can we just, I see the little note in there from Bonanto Real Estate. This has been going on for a while now.
But the attorney, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one, yeah, everyone asked, right?
Yes.
Passport request.
I mean, what's, and this is going on for 2012, right?
Yeah.
The guy hasn't paid anything hardly. And I think the city needs its money back.
No one answers. We're,
so what do we do?
Find someone else to handle it.
We could call them. We could call the file back if you want.
Yeah, and he's got to get moving. I mean, that's all there is to it. Okay.
Call the file back. That's what it's called. Okay. We. Yeah. No. There is no report from the council, planning and zoning. 9.18, website and plenty of tickets. Any questions?
Yeah, Mark, there's a lot of open tickets that I don't see closed. How are we handling them? And I know I'm privy to see some of them. Some of them are, you know,
some are
how do I go
recent.
About getting in the Opera House to take photographs and things? Can you look up my ancestors? But, you know, they're still sitting in there as open. So, I mean, but they're not assigned to anybody either. So how are we dealing with some
well,
of these?
Well, sometimes they don't get closed right away, but because we get emails, so if they come in on the weekends, so a lot of times we just respond to them on the weekend if there's a question that can be answered. And sometimes there's a lag, but we that was September's report, so
yeah.
We caught up with a bunch of them in October.
Okay.
So.
Good.
And I gotta add to when those tickets do come in, I know Anthony responds to me the same day, so I want to say thank you. Immediate response is the type of that.
Okay. Next, 9.19, finance director. Any questions? Great. 10. Nothing on 10.1, nothing at 10.2. 10.3 is building committee for athletic complex. Keith's not here. Any question? But Dr. Conway's here for the building committee for the field house and baseball. They're kind of joined together now, so you can probably update us if you have any questions.
Happy to answer any questions. The meetings are ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Things are moving up.
Multiple meetings with the architect for the field house baseball field. This week, language passed in our budget last night that supported the project for the field house and the baseball field as well.
Going to planning and zoning, I think you're going.
So we went to planning and zoning twice now, the third, and hopefully the night for approval will be November 1st. If they have a quorum, they can call a special meeting to be able to bring that to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that we'll get approval. So we received the questions they had at the last meeting. I think we have answers to all those questions.
Doctor, in our next meeting that we have, we'll know that we'll be able to pull that date in to December.
We hope to. That's what we worked on the past 2 days, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, to try and get the construction management team closer to giving us a date. So hopefully we have that for November 9th.
The old field house is coming down. Is that being coordinated, getting everything out of there?
Yeah, that's being coordinated under the athletic field project, and everything will be out by the end of November. Coach French already has made arrangements for that, as well as Coach Boehner for the baseball equipment. So they will have that out by November 27th, 28th. the dates to move it out. Luke expects that to demolition on that. First abatement, then demolition to begin 1st of December.
1st of December, is that timeline? Question, Assistant Chief?
Yeah, just two things for future reference if we're planning projects like this. The building meets fire code. Phil's very good at that. But some things that need to be put into consideration for buildings like this. The building is 200 feet long. It's about 50 to 75 feet off the street. Our longest pre-connected hose line is only 250 feet. So Phil is before, unfortunately we're after. Mm-hmm. So access to the building during an emergency is something when we do a project like this, we'd like to be included on. Mm-hmm. Because it will be additional time for us to deploy companies with a building of that depth and that far off the street. And the other thing to keep in mind too is that the softball field is the primary landing zone for Griffin Hospital for medevac flights. So when work is to be done on the old softball field.
Old softball field?
Well, the what is currently the softball field.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. That is the primary landing zone for medevac helicopters.
Sure.
So, you know, we got to let them know and come up with a different spot for them to land their helicopters.
We should work on that probably.
Yeah. So just something to keep in mind.
Field by the middle school.
So does that go through the health department?
Field by the middle school.
What's that?
Yeah.
The medevac?
Oh, we can make the arrangements. It's just a matter of where they could land the helicopter. You know, they don't like to land them in parking lots because it kicks up a lot of stuff. That's why they prefer soft and rough.
So I think we should start, thinking about another location.
The field by the middle school. Could you use Bradley School or no?
Too far away. They want to, so. But we'll talk to them, but just let us know when you're going to start working there. So
sure.
Very good pre-planning. Very good.
Very good.
That's what these meetings are good for.
Yeah.
Now, when the building is long and thin, but you can drive on the field? I mean, you can
probably
drive on the field at that
vehicles.
Point.
Yeah.
No? There's no access way?
To put on anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. Good thoughts. Any other questions? Noted. Thank you. 11, new business. 11.1, FEMA assistant to firefighters grant program.
I made you guys an informational sheet. Did you get it?
Yes.
Today? I printed out all the actual grant information. I put it in a nice neat binder so you can keep a copy of it. This is the whole grant.
Okay.
But just the highlights are we applied for the FEMA fire grant through, obviously through FEMA. We applied for two things. One was an air compressor filling station. In short, when we go into a fire, we wear those tanks on our back. This is the machine that sucks up the air and puts it into those tanks. The problem we ran into was we requested $61,567,000, and in the infinite wisdom of the federal government, they only award us about $53,000, leaving the project about $8,000 underfunded. So our best reply to that at this point is we're working with the vendor to downsize the storage capability of the machine in order to try to keep it under budget. We don't have an extra $8,000 in our budget to throw towards that project. It's a matching grant you see there. We got $50,000 and our share is $2,535. The other item we requested was 15 self-contained breathing apparatus for air packs. They're more than 15 years old. Some of them are actually as old as 34 years old. We asked for $97,000, we didn't receive any. The older units will probably be rotated out of service soon. We do have a line item for breathing apparatus. However, a new breathing apparatus costs around $6,500 nowadays. So that account gets eaten up quickly, especially just with the maintenance of our apparatus. We hired a grant writer, and for that, thankfully, it worked out, obviously. So that money is recoverable, too, so FEMA will reimburse us for the grant writer.
I was just going to ask you who wrote it.
And then finally, the 2017 grant we applied for portable radios. You can see there are 46 portable radios and 10 mobile radios. A mobile radio goes in the fire truck. The portable radios we carry. We last purchased portable radios in 1999. So they're a little bit outdated. They weren't even actually public safety rated radios. They're radios that were made for like hotel management and stuff. So the bellhop at your local Hilton is using a better radio than we are. So that's it for the grant. The FEMA requested that we had the governing body of the city accept it. So that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Where's the compressor going?
At the storage.
Okay.
We received a grant in May. We had to do a historical survey on the building because they didn't want us to disturb the historic nature of the storm engine company to install something twice the size of a soda machine, right next to the soda machine that's there. So
it's a requirement, right?
And where's... the difference, obviously, the share from the city? Have you approached a tax board, or is that going to come out of your operating budget, or is that coming from?
We have that amount in the operating budget.
You're going to take it out of your own operating budget?
The $2,535.
$2,535.
Like I said, the difference was $8,317, but we, at this point in the year, we can't absorb that into our budget.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions? So move.
I'll make the motion. I'll make the motion to approve the acceptance of the FEMA assistance to firefighters grant EMW-2016-FO-05223 for the Derby Fire Department in the amount of $53,250 for the one air compressor and filling station.
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. 11.2, St. Mary's Church Ladies Guild sign request.
Make the motion to approve the request of St. Mary's Ladies Guild to post the sign on the steel frame at the corner of Main Street and Bridge Street for their annual cookie walk, November 10th, 2017, December 4th.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion.
Yeah, just have a discussion. I mean, is this one of the areas that's not on our list for an approved sign?
That's why it's here, I think, yeah, because otherwise it goes on.
So if we approve this here, is that something to be added to that list?
What's the pleasure of the board?
Operation procedure here?
What are they're asking for the fence, I thought, was part of our... What are they asking for? They're asking for the structure.
That sign down at the corner there for the redevelopment, there's a spot under where we put signs, we allow signs. There's been different things on there.
You probably don't even notice.
Right at the corner of Bridge and Main there.
It's huge.
No, I see it when
the big steel frame?
I go on Riverwalk every day. That's where they want it?
Yeah.
They used sign to put the there. Banner up on the... I thought they put it on the fence.
But that's not a loud place.
I know. I mean, that's what they've done in the past. If that's right. Not what
that was their language, right?
Yes.
That's their language, yeah.
So do we want to add it as one of the regular?
Right. People are already advertising on it.
What's the pleasure of the board?
But I mean, I know we're going a little off record here, but and there's a motion and we're ready to vote on it, but a while ago we talked about Anthony was going to build something and put them at the locations. Is that, did that just fall by the wayside? Okay.
It's on his to-do list.
Okay.
So are the motion as is?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Who would Tom? All in, motion carried. Do we want to put this on as a regular place or just not? Okay.
Is that something, is that community relations as far as adding that to the list?
It always was community relations.
All right, we'll figure that out in the subcommittee. Number 12, old business, no action this month. 13, no action for executive session. 14, no action. 15?
Motion to adjourn, 8:03.
Second?
Second.
Second. All in favor? I don't think you have to do that.